I felt both relieved and uneasy that day in late October when I read in the newspaper that Prince Junio Valerio Cima Vivarini had been found decapitated near the Schlegeis Glacier at the foot of Hochfeiler Peak in a remote region of the Austrian Alps. Relieved because with his death, the Second World War finally came to an end for me. Uneasy because the last time Junio spoke to Monse, my wife, back in March 1950, he had let her know that if he died under violent circumstances, we would receive certain documents, as well as instructions about what to do with them. And when Monse asked him about the nature of those documents, Junio had said only that they concerned the secret that he could not reveal for your own safety. Allow me to introduce you to Prince Junio Valerio Cima Vivarini, Signor Tasso said. He is a well-known paleographer, and he is very interested in acquiring your book. The big shot turned out to be a slender young man of about 30, approximately 6 feet tall, with tan skin. Piacere, the young man said as he stood up even straighter and clicked his heels in the most perfect Teutonic tradition. Piacere, Monse repeated as she removed a scarf covering her head. Just by the tone of her voice, I knew that I had lost. Like Monse, he was always playing a role, which varied according to the different circles he moved in, a kind of dissembling that led him to take on various identities. Now, looking back with the compassion his death has evoked in me, I can say that he was a victim of his times, an eccentric who happened to be born when Europe itself had gone crazy.